You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We can try and avoid the construction try and, but it's very idiomatic, and it turns out there isn't a good reason to avoid it.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, we've had listeners writing to us about this one for a long time. Most recently, listeners named Jan and Rob. So today, we are going to take it on. What have you got for us?
Jan and Rob are far from alone in this concern. And there are grammarians who are writing in usage guides saying, you all need to stop using try and. But this isn't going to work because try and is very idiomatic. Let's think about this. Do you have any concerns about go and? Like, I'm going to go and see who's at the door.
No, I don't think I'd think twice about that.
Exactly. Or I'd like to come and visit.
Yeah, because what's the alternative? I'm going to come to visit.
A useful place to start to realize that the try and construction is not an isolated phenomenon, that we have other constructions where you have an infinitive plus and plus another infinitive. Go and see, come and visit, try and get that done. Now, try and shows up in English as early as the 1600s, and some research suggests that try and is older than try to. And when the folks who think we shouldn't use try and are saying you should use try to. So don't say try and get that done. Say try to get that done. And it certainly is true that try to will sound more formal. But I wouldn't want anyone to get it in their heads that try and is wrong. Because there's absolutely nothing wrong with it grammatically. Has a nice long history. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage has wonderful examples. They have, for example, one from a letter by Jane Austen in 1813, and she writes, "Now I will try and write of something else." Right? Try and write. And then for people who still aren't convinced, here's E.B. White of Strunk and White, the famous style guide, Elements of Style, 1936. E.B. White writes, "I'm going to try and see him today."
Even E.B. White does it.
Even E.B. White. This construction is very idiomatic. You think about things like, Rebecca, will you try and remember that? I think in speech, we do this all the time. Now, here's an interesting note in terms of how try and works. It can only be try. You can't do trying. Let me show you what I mean. If we take an example like, I'm going to try and get to New York this summer. That sounds fine. But if I change it and say, I've been trying to get to New York.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, because you couldn't say, I've been trying and get to... Suddenly, it's just crazy.
It's just crazy. And this is intuitive knowledge for speakers of English, is that I can say, I'm going to try and get, but I've been trying to get. There is a pattern here. Another part of that pattern is you cannot stick an adverb in the middle of that. I could say, don't try and fool me, Rebecca. Sounds fine. I cannot say, don't try ever and fool me, Rebecca.
But then you could say, don't try ever to fool me, and then it suddenly sounds okay.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's just interesting to realize that this construction has a history and it has its own grammatical patterns in terms of how it can be used. It can also be a way to avoid a string of twos. If you think about a sentence like, we're going to try to get a cheap flight. We are going to try to get a cheap flight. To say we're going to try and get a cheap flight, you don't have all those twos in a row. Now, there have been some studies about whether there's any semantic or meaning difference between try and try to, as in, does one of them suggest I'm more likely to succeed? If I say, I'm going to try and get this done versus I'm going to try to get this done, does one of them suggest more confidence that I'm actually going to get it done?
Not to me. Neither one really registers in that way.
And that's so far what the studies show, which is inconclusive. We cannot seem to figure out if there's any meaningful distinction. I think the distinction right now is that try and less formal, try to more formal.
Well, Ann, try and have a good Sunday. Shouldn't be too hard. Thanks so much.
See you soon.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.